You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 7:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour. The state conventions take place this Saturday, and it will determine some of the names who show up on our ballots this fall. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more from the leaders of Utah's Republican and Democratic parties. Peter?
Amanda, I'm at the Salt Palace right now, where 4,000 GOP delegates from Logan to St. George are going to be arriving here Saturday to make their choice for the primary ballot. And it's make or break for a lot of these candidates on both sides of the aisle. State Democratic Party Chair Diane Lewis says these big races include
the Senate race, which has three candidates. We have a gubernatorial candidate. We have a couple congressional races that have two people running.
Lewis tells KSL at night there could be a record-breaking turnout at the Democratic convention. And Republican Party Chair Robert Axon says the GOP will see plenty of first-time state delegates, too.
65% or so are first-time state delegates. So this is very exciting on just the enthusiasm that we've had this year.
But even if those fresh faces vote down a candidate, several will still make the primary ballot because they collected signatures as insurance. Reporting live from the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A grand jury in Arizona is indicting former President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, his former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and 16 others.
Arizona's election was free and fair. The people of Arizona elected President Biden.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays announced the indictments, which include felony counts of conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. New airline refund rules are on the way. Cash refunds will be given out when flights are delayed, canceled, or major changes are made.
Under current regulations, the airlines decide how long a delay must last before triggering refunds. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that era is over.
This isn't just about enforcing when something goes wrong. It's making it less likely something would go wrong in the first place.
But the trade group representing the airlines argues customer satisfaction and air travel are at an all-time high, and airfares are at an all-time low when adjusted for inflation.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reports the airlines say refund complaints have been on the decline. The state's biggest school district is being advised to split. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, after months of studying the issue, Florida-based MGT Consulting is recommending the Alpine School District split into two different districts. They initially proposed six different options for the future of this district between either keeping it together or splitting it into two or even three districts. MGT's Lance Richards told the Alpine School Board this week people actually overwhelmingly wanted to stay as one.
I'll be honest with you, a majority of respondents, a majority of participants in the collective whole did vote for that and did register that response.
Now, the board still needs to vote on whether to adopt their recommendation to split. If they do, the final say on the issue will still be made by voters on November ballot. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A car crashed into a home in Orem, but there wasn't a driver behind the wheel. KSL TV's Andrew Adams has more on what led up to the bizarre scene.
It caught everyone by surprise. Marcus Height got home to witness the aftermath across the street. The car had simply been parked on the side of the road when a neighbor's surveillance camera captured a SUV pull up and park behind it. The video shows the SUV sat there for minutes before pushing forward.
The parked car was pushed into the home by the SUV, causing extensive damage. No one was injured. Police say the driver of the SUV was taken into custody, but at this point, we don't know what his motive was. A brush fire broke out in the St. George Nature Park and damaged a home.
Brooks Nature Park, that's the top of Main Street, just below one of our water towers.
St. George City Fire Chief Robert Stoker says they got a report of smoke in that park and then some juveniles running from the scene. He says when crews arrived, wind had pushed the fire to a home that overlooks the park. While there was a little bit of damage to the outside of the home, Chief Stoker says it appears they were able to knock down the flames before any damage was done to the inside. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A barn fire at the Oakdale Egg Farm in Lewiston left more than 100,000 birds dead. But Oakdale's president, Cliff Lillywhite, tells KSL TV the fire should not cause a significant jump in egg prices.
It was a very unfortunate event, but we feel very fortunate it was not worse than what it was.
The farm produces more than 1 million eggs per day. First look traffic now, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got slowdowns now coming over the point beyond just our usual slowing. It's Lehigh to Draper, not because of a crash, but it does look like it's because of the rain that's coming down. We still have backups on the west side of the valley through West Valley on Mountain View and Bangor. Cleanup of a spill on North Temple at Redwood. Cleanup of a spill on I-80 near the East Canyon exit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
College graduation season is here, and hotels are seeing strong bookings.
If you're a parent from out of town attending your child's graduation, you'll probably need a hotel room, and so will thousands of other people. Reuters.com says rooms in college towns across the country have been booked out for months, and many have doubled their prices for the event. If a college town is small, the problem is even worse. We're experiencing it here in Utah. BYU's graduation is tonight, and I called several Provo hotels with no luck. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.